Good evening and welcome to the first episode of Let's Talk Man with the Gents Clinic. Six South African male medical doctors on a mission to change the way in which we perceive men's health. Today, we'd like to reintroduce ourselves. Most of you guys know us from the Gents Clinic podcast. And now we're with The Real Network and we've rebranded. As you can see, we've got a lovely background here in the back. There's two skeletons playing pool. It's lovely. My name is Dr. Soyo Essa. You know me. I'm your favorite comedian and doctor. And I'll let the others introduce themselves.
It's Dr. Brendan Matthews, back in action.
Dr. Nassim Sharif.
And joined and joined with us today an honorary doctor himself, a doctor of many things but not medicine.
No,
Waras.
In fact, when you opened the show and you said, you know, just six doctors doing, I was like, oh, not me,
dog. Not yet.
Okay, just ignore me.
Yeah.
So we're on the Real Network.
Thank you for joining us on our first episode.
Well, thank you for joining the Real Network. So just for context, I'm not a doctor. But I'm here because
but I operate. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, you know, I'm a doctor. I know how to operate. I'm here, obviously, just to welcome you guys to the platform. Obviously, after your appearance on Shady Podcast, that shit was amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think, obviously, this was just the right fit. You know what I'm saying? So, welcome to the Real Network. Let's make it happen.
Definitely a
better place to operate from.
Yeah. Yes. Our old studios. Look, we like them, but they're not this.
They're definitely not this. We also like them, but, you know, welcome to the real stuff. Like you said, there's skeletons playing pool. We're going to put a stripper pole here.
Of course.
Oh, this is a doctor show.
Sorry. Yeah. Let's get a nurse's outfit on that stripper. And then
we go. We need a young nurse on here.
Then it's relevant.
I thought you were bringing the nurse.
Yeah, next time, guys.
Not to ruin the surprise, but there's going to be a cake coming in here. Then a nurse is going to jump out the cake. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You ready, nurse?
Nurse will run out. Nurse will leave the gents clinic. I'm not a part of these guys. Already we talk too much crap for nurses liking.
Welcome to it, gents. I think it's going to be amazing. So, I'm just here to just see what, in case the thing goes pear-shaped. I'm just here to check.
You just said
I want to make sure
track.
That, just show how it's done. What's the story, Soyo? What is the agenda there?
No, there's not no agenda. We're going to just chat about how our weeks are, how our week went. How was your week?
My week was cack, bro. Look, I lost like 9 kilos. But anyway,
still here. We can't see it, but
do you watch the Shady Podcast?
Yes.
Okay, so there's something I just wanted to bring to your attention, and I asked Women in Tech to make a special note. We spoke about, because this is something that's really prevalent, right? Mm. We spoke about Kanye Mbao and the massive change that she's undergone.
I saw that.
You saw, right? And obviously, we are laymen. You know, we're looking from the outside in. You know, my thing is, if you come to me and as a cherry and you say, hey, my boobs are too small, I say, upgrade them. No. If you say, hey, my palms are too small, go buy one. But now when you come and you say, I'm tired of this human form, I want to be a cat.
But that's happening a lot, bro, in the world. That's happening.
I feel like ordinary people are not trained on what to say. Now, you know, all power to Kanye Mbao. We need to see the finished results, in my opinion, before we make judgments. Mm. But the comments were basically like, why are you ruining yourself? And I think from a doctor's perspective, I think you guys can speak better to where is the line of too much?
Yeah.
You understand? We as people are shocked when somebody comes on with a selfie cam and they're like, hey guys, I've just undergone the whole video, I think, was traumatic.
Yes,
Whereas, as a doctor, you see traumatic shit all the time.
Well, I didn't see the selfie video. Did she do it one just after she did the...
She still had like bandages and stuff on the face.
Oh, I saw the picture and it looked nasty.
It looks bad to me, but does it look bad to you? Because when a doctor sees that type of stuff, it's like, whatever, man.
That picture was like post-op. So it's like same time after operation. So probably like all that swelling, everything looks worse than it actually is. Over time, it gets better.
Look, it definitely will get better. But when you talk about like people creating their own designer bodies, you know, as time has gone on, you know, plastic surgery as a practice, right? How it started was reconstructive surgery. People would have limbs cut off, skin. They needed skin grafts, things like that. Mm. The ancient plastic surgery was just about trying to give you some sort of dignity if you've lost a limb. Yeah. Or your skin's been burnt off or whatever. And then over time, as people realized, oh, we can augment ourselves.
Yes, we can apply this technology too.
Yo, that is...
Yeah, that's post-op.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's what you expect post-op.
It's all that swelling.
But I want people to actually recognize from this, how much trauma are you actually putting yourself through, putting your body through?
Well, when you say trauma, what does that... Because another thing, people... She didn't really say what she did. She was just like... Am I right?
But she said something like,
do we have a picture of her before this? Just before this. Because that would be, I mean, then maybe we can try and weigh in on what she did. But it's still hard to say because of all the swelling.
Man, she said, I got my eyelids removed. I was like, what?
Yeah, well, let's call it like a PR pick. Of her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's gone. Just imagine she's gone from that to that. Now, Naz, you're saying that's post-op.
Yeah. It's just post-op. Yeah.
Is it not like a facelift?
So she's definitely done something to her brows.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the video now?
Just listen. I've switched.
Hello, Mono. My name is Kanye Bao. From the airplane to a luxury vehicle car that brought me to the Mono Life
Hotel.
So she's
probably like
the following day, going into the hospital was stunning, where I got to meet my doctor and do my consultation. I was a little nervous, I won't lie to you. But the experience, because Matt made it feel like it was going to be a breeze. After speaking to Ganesh and giving her my wish list and telling her exactly what I want, then the doctor told me exactly what I could get, which was my eyelids removed, my fox eye, and my upper lip reduction. I stayed in hospital for one night, then I was back at the Mono Life Hotel. The linen, the hotel staff, the food is 5-star. Right. I would recommend this to you. So if you're thinking about doing surgery and having it done, the only place to do it, it has to be at Mono Clinic Surgery, because I did it and so can you. This is the only place.
Oh, that's the post-op
place
that she's doing.
She probably definitely got paid or had it for
collab
free.
Vibes,
so she probably had that for free. Two, very, very swollen. Post-op, they all kind of look like this.
Right.
I mean, I don't have a lot of experience in cosmetic surgery, but I can tell you that she's definitely... That's not what it's going to look like at its final product.
Yes, no.
You cannot remove your eyelids. There's a purpose for them. What?
Yeah,
you need to blink.
You
need to blink. What? How are you going to blink? Are you just going to... What? No eyelids?
Can you remove them and put them back?
That's what I'm trying to understand, man. Unless it's maybe shortened the eyelids.
She also added, she did way more than what she said.
She's basically done this. Yes. She's taken a lid. She's done a lid lift.
She's done like a facelift. You cut the skin here. You cut her. Then you pull the skin back.
And you basically pull the skin back and then stitch it. So all your wrinkles go away. Instead of doing Botox, you're basically just pulling the skin back. That's all.
And then she said her upper lip reduction.
Upper lip reduction.
I don't know, is it too much? And she's kissing. She's moonlying too hard. Or what's going on?
Yeah, why would somebody need that?
It's a lot. But look, take it from me, who's actually... I've undergone cosmetic surgery. I did a hair transplant.
I was going to say that's why you're so handsome.
thank you.
You check your fox eye.
Now he's got a pushback. Now you can make a pushback.
I can do it. It's not a push. What is a pushback?
we can see
your bushy hair.
Listen, and if you spend time with him, this is what he does all the time. All the time.
Yes.
Now that I've got my brand out here. Let me tell you, you know how embarrassing it was? Because when I started going on tour and I started putting up my clips online, what would happen is I'm posting a clip, right? And this thing is just me performing on stage, whatever. Some of them were making fun of people in the crowd. And then people started commenting.
And making fun of you.
Making fun of me, like, yo, bro, when are you going to take the L and just cut it all off?
Yo.
Some people were like, yo, the widow isn't peeking anymore. The widow is staring.
Was it like hectic?
No, it was. So it started just receding, and going further and further back. And, you know, our clinic, we also do the hair loss products and stuff like that.
Yes, but is that a testosterone issue?
So yes, if you have
high, also it can be.
So actually, it's based on having a high level of testosterone
that
you can get hair loss.
Is it not? I thought it was like genetic. Like if that shit runs in,
it's also genetic, right? So my father also has a bit of a receding hairline, and he just goes bald.
Like, how old were you when you started receding?
Like this is like I'm talking now. Probably when I first started noticing it, about 26. And then as time went on, It obviously got worse, and I just tried to hide it. You know, try
comb it this way, comb it that way, put a cap on.
And then after a while, I was like, this is getting ridiculous. So I tried all the stuff that we offer, you know, like there's special like shampoos, there's special, like there's a mousse that you put in your hair. I even went for a plasma-rich protein injection where they draw your blood out.
Yes, I've been for
and
that.
And then inject it back.
You also,
PRP.
So they
went for a shoulder injury.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it works just the same. It helps to regenerate growth
in a way.
Yeah, yeah. In a way, it helps to regenerate the growth in your hair. And I did all of that, and then eventually it just wasn't working for me. So I wanted a more definitive way forward. So I did the thing.
Did you ride to Turkey?
No, no. I was here in Center, just around the corner here.
Okay.
What is it with Turkey?
Well, they seem to be...
So Turkey yeah, market is leading it's quantity over quality.
And where is Kanyimbao?
In Turkey.
In Turkey.
Okay.
And I had the option, and people were like, it's way cheaper there. But thankfully, I also did a collab with company here in Sandton, LV Armani. And he studied with, well, he was a year above me. He went to LA, trained for a year, came back, opened his own company. And they do hair transplants, specifically just specialize in hair transplants. And they do all the PRP and everything else. Men, women, everyone. Jay Something's been there.
Don't expose those.
Are you Koopa-ing people?
No. He's like a brand ambassador for them. Oh, so it's not,
Look, I also think the hair transplant route, like you say, if it starts going at 26, jump in, go and do it. You know what I mean? There's almost like, it's like you say, if plastic started as something that was reconstructive surgery because you had an injury or burn or whatever, it's now something that's purely cosmetic. You know what I mean? I want bigger boobs. I want to do fox eyes, whatever.
But one could argue that, like, mine, what's the difference between me putting my hair back and someone getting their boobs bigger because they
Is you putting your hair back, let's imagine it on a spectrum. That's like here on the spectrum. I feel like just because the technology is available to us, I feel like it doesn't mean that we should abuse that technology.
Does that make sense?
There's these guys I see, they're very big on Twitter, for example. There's this injection, I think it's called Synthol. So steroids exist. They are performance-enhancing drugs that can make you bigger, give you bigger muscles. That Synthol shit is here on the spectrum.
Yeah,
so they
look
like clowns.
So
you see what I mean? I feel like if you're doing hair replacement at the age of 26, you can't be going bald at 26. Yeah. You still need to operate. You know what I'm saying?
Now you're in Bantla and you're 30.
You're 60 and the thing is gone, I lost it.
Yeah.
You know, you're 60, dog. And my thing is, like, just to bring it back to Kanyimbao, I think she's hot. She's always been hot. She's the OG hot girl, you understand, doing her thing. She's there in Dubai. She's operating. And I was saying on our show,
what do you mean she's there in Dubai operating?
No, I mean, like, if you're operating in Dubai, your peers or the competition that's out there, you also, you still want to be a hot
operating,
girl.
What do you mean by operating?
I mean, like, she's a doctor, the
Arab sheikhs.
No,
too.
She's there with her boyfriend, husband guy.
Okay.
But I'm saying, if I'm a hot girl, from South Africa I get to Dubai and I see what's walking around there, because I've been to Turkey and I've seen what comes in there and then what comes out. It's almost like you've got to level yourself up so that you can stay in the competition.
100%.
Which is putting so much pressure on Cherries, where now we are cutting our eyelids off.
Yes,
you know, like, we've gone from I want bigger boobs Pamela Anderson. You know, that's my first experience of plastic surgery.
Yeah, two things, like,
cut my eyelids off and put them back on in a fox shape.
To what you said, right? So you said, if you're 26 and your hair goes, do the procedure. If you're 60, it's fine. So let's say, for example, you're 26 and your boobs start sagging. Are you going to say it's fine? Go get a boob job.
Well, why are they saggy?
It can happen.
Some women just
naturally sag.
Yeah.
Yeah, or some O's like saggy boobs.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe change your target audience.
But you see, the thing is, like, you could still justify it in the same way. Like, oh yeah, I'm young and I want, she can say, well, my eyes were sagging. how old is she? 40, something like that? And now I want.
Yeah, but look, I think she's like late 30s.
Look at what Waros is actually describing, the spectrum, because at some point we need to ask ourselves, are these people like having body dysmorphic disorder?
Yes,
you know,
yes. When are they just doing these light improvements?
Exactly. So, you know, there's a criteria for body dysmorphic disorder. If you can find it, the lady in tech.
No, that's the nurse.
Oh, the nurse.
Nurse in tech.
Sister
Fantina. Yeah, why don't you tell us about body dysmorphia? So that the
have you heard of filter dysmorphia?
Filter dysmorphia?
Filter body dysmorphia.
What is filter?
Like
body?
People look at themselves in filters. Like
on Instagram, selfie cam. Yeah.
Like everyone's using Snapchat and everyone's like, I see myself in this filter and I see myself in real life. I don't match. There's something happening here. I need to look like my filter.
And they keep on doing
that operations until they get to that stage.
But is it possible to ever get there? Because
you always get used to what you have. Like that's how like synthol guys get so ridiculous. Mm. They put something in, it may look a bit better at the beginning, but then you just keep putting it in and in and in and then
you
just
get more and more.
Just gets ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, so I think two things we need to define so that the people at home, some people probably don't know what synthol is. Synthol is that synthetic oil.
Sister Bettina, please just check, just Google. I think his name is The Punisher, RSA.
That Brazilian guy.
No. Here in South Africa,
South African bro.
Yeah, the Brazilian guys, I think they know enough about it to laugh at the guy. Whereas now this guy is kind of hitting the market.
Oh, The Punisher. He was on some podcast.
Yes, there's The Punisher and his crew. Just check
South
on
Africa
Twitter.
Guy,
so yeah, it actually looks ridiculous. RSA. Didn't you have a patient? You had a patient.
Yes, I had a patient to use synthol. So that guy now
Kasi
is
guy.
Like
Kasi guy.
There's The Punisher. Yeah,
you see,
that's all synthol, and he says that it's synthol. He's not.
No,
shy
he's,
about
he's unapologetic about it. He's like, and look, I respect his hustle. He was bodyguarding some very big artists in Limpopo. That's how he kind of came on.
Okay,
and then he was like, I'm the bodyguard of Shebe. I'm the bodyguard of this one. And then he started doing like a lot of podcast appearances because the videos would go viral of him walking into the gig with the artist he's bodyguarding because he's wearing that T-string vest and then the arms are like that.
Yeah.
And for our audience, let's say, they've never seen
something
like that.
They'll think that that's real muscle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But again, where is the line of, I don't know the guy personally. But that doesn't look like it's
healthy. It's very dangerous. So synthol, what actually happens is it actually sits, so you inject it underneath. So between, if I'm correct, it's between the, it's subcutaneous, right?
In the muscle.
It's in the muscle.
Oh, sorry. It's actually in the muscle.
So it can't be removed.
So you
what
cannot.
What do you mean? What's subcutaneous?
So subcutaneous is just under the skin. And intramuscular is when you actually
within
go
the
into
muscle.
The muscle and you inject, right?
So but now, what are you injecting?
Oil to inflate. So it basically you're pushing the muscle up. So the muscle is here and the oil goes inside.
And
the muscle
expands.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys either inject it incorrectly, they're doing it themselves at home, or maybe they get a friend to inject it or whatever, end up with infections. Mm. There's this guy, I remember back when I was in high school, massive. He had like crazy size. I don't know if you remember this guy. I can't remember his name. But he had to undergo an op where they had to literally cut in and they literally pulled out like clumps of this stuff. It had hardened and...
What, the oil?
Yeah, the oil.
But then what happens to the muscle? Because how do you separate the oil from the muscle?
These guys, if you watch them, they can't lift heavy weights.
They lift light weights because
the muscle fibers are damaged. So that contraction and you know, my muscle is probably bigger than...
Your actual muscle is probably bigger than his actual muscle. But now you're saying that you're saying every time he injects it, because it grows slightly, what did you say? You get used to...
Yes, he adapts to it. Like you feel, you see something, you're like, that looks better.
I want more.
Right.
You put something
but
more,
you're not like realizing more. That this thing is getting...
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah. He probably thinks, like to us, you're like, that's messed up. But he thinks, wow, man, I'm boss.
Yeah. I think the beauty industry, as a whole, let's not say centuries, but maybe over the last century, has definitely mainly been geared towards women.
Mm.
Yeah.
And someone in some building thought about this and was like, how can we make women feel useless and inferior... so that we can sell them stuff to make themselves feel better about themselves. And so they marketed to them, wear better clothes, put better makeup on. Now it's get a surgery, do a BBL.
Mm.
I sit at work and sometimes the nurses are looking at flicking through on TikTok on BBLs. And I'm like, huh, what?
Listen, it's the one that's moving at the moment. Eh?
Tell you, BBLs.
There's
jobs,
the other one, the
tummy
app itching.
Yeah, the app itching. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But now it's, now I think in terms of cosmetics, it's even moved over to men. And for the last maybe 40 years, it's been steroids for men. Performance enhancing drugs. And we know, because of our clinic, we know that steroids is almost exactly the same as cosmetic surgery. Once you start... you cannot stop.
It's so difficult.
It's so, it's like people get genuinely addicted to the feeling before the, even the look. Mm. It's just the feeling of being on steroids. It's like you're Superman. Everything is enhanced.
Even
am I right,
the damage is being.
But here's the thing. Mm. Say I'm an average girl, right?
Yeah.
Chill, normal.
Like what?
Mid.
Average, like let's 5 out of 10 or average?
Four.
Like,
let's say 4, 5, right?
Or average, okay. Like 8 out of 10.
No, 4 or 5. Okay. Why would I not get a BBL? I want to get a BBL.
Because there's many guys who will appreciate you at how you look.
Nah, I'm with Nas, dog.
What?
I'm a 4. Okay. And I've got the option to get to at least a 6. I'm moving to a 6, dog.
Because
now, how many more guys am I going to...
No, do you want? Are you looking for a husband? Or are you looking for guys
everything.
To be
you get
attracted
whatever.
To?
You get Instagram page, attraction, money, all that comes
again, that's the spectrum we're talking about now. Are you body dysmorphic?
No, but are you body dysmorphic if you just amid a 4 and you just want the BBL to upgrade to a 6? Listen to what, like, do you understand? Like, where are we going with this?
I feel like we're going to get cancelled on our first episode.
For me, at the point at which, like, and you know, Kanye, I love you, but you said it first. I feel like, and maybe this is because I don't understand, but I'm okay with you admit you want a BBL to slightly improve. If a cherry comes to me and says, I'm going to go cut my eyelids off.
I don't even want to hear the rest of the cherry talk. The thing that he's saying, he's saying that a 4 is going to just go get a BBL and go to a 6 and now she's going to be happy. I'm saying just the same way that steroids is almost like it's impossible to quit.
Yeah.
Once you get to a 6, now you're getting massive attention that you've never gotten in your life before.
Okay.
So now you're at a 6. Now you're like, I want to get to an 8. Now once you get to a 12, you want everything. At that point, you want everything.
I want to protect men out there, because who suffers out of this? Men who are 4s and 5s. Men already can't speak to women.
What do you mean we can't speak to women?
No, us. Look, guys, we're born, late 80s, early 90s.
Yes.
I'm telling you, light is born from 99, 2000, up
yeah,
the
no,
cars,
they are,
talk
they are
to
a bit
girls,
weak.
Bro.
Mm.
Tinder,
I check my
you just swipe
DMs, and I'm like, I just
you look at your
behalf.
Son's DMs.
Yeah, dog.
That's
I'm
weird. Why are you also looking at?
No, he's saying to me, hey, check this one. And then I'm like, that one's a catfish. Operate with this one. Then I'll leave him to operate 1-2 days. But it's the line of... Chat.
Look, well, you give your son game. You give him game.
I'm giving him game because Brendan is right. Sometimes we picked up game organically.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I think we were more social.
You were also forced to. If there's a cherry there, your brother's going to say, yes, no, of noit. And
there's so much pressure now. You're like, say, go talk to, you know. No one is doing that.
There's
for
no
them.
Phones. Yeah. There's no DM.
They'll actually look at the girl and then they'll be like, and then they'll huddle and say, what's an Instagram
or
somebody? Yes. You understand? And then it's like everybody jumps in the DMs to see you'll get up
with the
weakest lines ever.
Exactly.
And if you take that now to, like, my son is 15, the other one is 17, similar operation. Mm. But the 17-year-old, I started doing this with him when he was 15. Now he's killing the game.
He's
a
fine,
doctor.
Yeah.
Get off. But if you take it to, like, the market, what you're saying, where it's like, the guys who are 4s have traditionally gone for the girls who are 4s.
Yes,
if the girls who are 4s are now becoming 6s, those also are going to be...
You understand?
They're going to have to go after the other guys
who are 4s. No, but look, it is obviously different for men and women. It's the dating game is different for men and women. A man who's a 4 just needs to get wealthy and he's a 10. It's hard. It's damn hard. But if you do that, trust me, the likes of Kanye Mbao are going to be flocking to your yacht in Dubai.
A girl just needs to get a BBL. That's the same thing. A girl just needs to get a BBL.
Yes, that's so.
But
I get it. I get it. It's
these guys.
Because that's the other
Look, Gents, you can't just take steroids. You can't just take steroids and go from a 4 to a 10. Don't fool yourself. You just be a gorilla now. You got an ugly face and you bump.
No,
girls don't want that.
Yeah.
Girls
Some
don't
do.
Want that.
Maybe.
That's nonsense.
Please.
I think no girl just looks at muscles. Listen, we did a poll. I'm sure we've done this poll before, right? And I swear to you, there's a set level of muscle that girls like, and then above that, they're like, this is unnecessary.
Yes,
I don't want this huge
size.
Juice,
but,
man.
Okay, good point, because there's a set level of plastic surgery and upgrades
that like.
Not even don't like, but it's like, you're hot now. You, when you look in your filter dysmorphia, you are chasing something that now you're going onto the side where you're actually making yourself unappealing by doing it.
No, not necessarily. You see the differences between men and women. Men, there's a term that you'll probably tell me just now after I give the explanation. Men will date across, men will date up, men will date
hypergamy.
Hypergamy, right?
Hypergamy.
Men are hypergamous. Men do not care about your status in society. We'll date the CEO of the building. We'll also date the cleaner of the building.
But you must be lucky.
But as long as we like what we see, that's it. And as long as you like me and you love me and you respect me, 100% I'm happy to go.
Okay.
A woman will walk into the room and go, it's the CEO and no one else.
Mm.
And that's the difference between us. So
what are they?
Hypergamax. Yeah, hypergamous.
Huh? Wait, no. Men are hypergamous. Women are?
Women are hypergamous.
Women are hypergamous.
The difference is like there is a man out there that likes what Kanye Mbao is doing to her face. I promise you, there is a man out there.
The man that she's with. Because
is she going to marry? Is she married?
No, but they've been together for a long time. I don't think there's a woman out there that looks at the bra with the Synthol arms and goes, that's the love of my life. I guarantee you, there's no woman out there that's going, maybe if he has money, they'll first look at it and go, oh, okay, do those arms do something for a living?
Yeah, look, that,
and how
that
well
guy,
can he provide
that
for me?
Guy,
and
on
then
his, on that's his TikTok, the, he does post his, I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend, but he's got like his chick that he's with there in the house, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously, well, I don't know, he's really big on TikTok, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how she feels about the arms.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think she likes it because she's still there. It.
Or,
yeah,
or
and
maybe
she's quite hot.
They were
but he
before.
Also does have money. Like he's big in Limpopo, bro.
Okay, then that's fine. Then,
we are not the target audience. We
then,
like
there
what?
We go. Because what you call it, you had a patient that injected himself with Synthol. He was a hit with some of the ladies.
No, he was a massive hit in the kasi.
In the kasi, yeah, sure.
But only in the arms.
No, his whole body. His whole body.
Yeah, he was. People this, shoot it in their
there's
back.
There's a guy out of Brazil that did it in his
arms. In his shoulders.
He looks like
everything.
A Michelin.
My theory is that these women don't look nice without the makeup and with the wigs and all of that. What they show us in public when they go home. Look at AKA was complaining he never saw Bonang for 2 years without a wig.
But he was being nasty when he said that. I think he was doing it too. Bonang is pretty.
Jets, okay, you need to show us pictures of Bonang in the 2000s. You won't, Vi.
No.
You won't, Chow.
Why not?
Some guys like that natural weave. When you come to the Makayas, listen, there's hot cherries walking around there.
Yeah,
but they're like cute Kwase Makaya.
Yeah.
Where they're hot there in the Makayas. Because, man, they don't care about any of that shit.
Yes.
You know what
I mean? Yeah.
But there now, there a four is a four.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there it's
proper.
Bad if you're a four. Exactly.
If you're a four, yeah.
Very minimal chance of upgrades.
Yeah.
But then you'll be a fourth wife. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. Stembu exists for a reason.
If you're
guys,
four.
I'm just thinking, this issue they were talking about of guys presumably don't know how to speak to girls now, new generations. Mm. Do you think that this we should accept going forward into the future? Is that going to be the way? Should girls and society, are we old now? Like talking to a girl at a bar, introducing yourself, should that be a bygone? Or should we accept that we're just guys going forward in the future are just going to mac via DMs? Or
okay, what else?
Well, because I've experienced it. Yeah. I know how it felt and how useless I felt when I realized I can't anymore and I had to work to get it back, you know?
Why'd you work to
the
get
mac?
It the
no, like,
face-to-face?
Obviously, I could always talk to girls.
Yes.
I grew up in the kasi. You know, it was the Owen saying, a bra will even go and say this guy wants to talk
you
to
had, you. You had a lot of practice.
Yes. So then, if adversity, if you ever get into leadership positions, there's no more work for cherries.
Mm.
If you get into SRC and those things, you go to a party and you go back to your room and there's girls in your room. You're like, how did people get in my room?
Because you're the president.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to just chase them home for the night.
And
you know,
so there's no talking. You find someone in your room, she's like, yeah, I'm here in your room.
Yeah.
There's no talking. There's no talking. Exactly.
Bill Let Clinton. Me tell you, I lived above this man. I lived above this
man.
A two-story building.
Shut up.
All I'll say is there
but
were many nights I couldn't sleep.
He's lying. And then you get out of there.
While he was president of the
Insurgency. And he was while he was a president. Was
just, so when you just leave
always that, meetings, meetings, meetings. Shut
up. You see, now the problem is when you leave those structures, when you're no more relevant, and you're now just another person, and you walk to the party and back to your room alone, and there's no one in your room, and it's crickets now. Then you realize, now I need to learn how to talk to people again. You understand?
I need to actually put in some work.
Exactly.
Or I need to get money to become a doctor. Yeah!
So for me, it was traumatic, like shit, because I didn't even have a smartphone.
Yeah.
So I can't have Tinder. I'm still using a Tilili phone.
Tilili.
So there's no money. There's a hope of money. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'm studying medicine.
And now
medicine,
you've been removed from the position exactly. Because of your philandering.
But let me tell you something. So, you know who was a silent killer? The man sitting right next to you. Yeah.
What?
What a silent killer. Silent.
You hear? He doesn't say anything. We had a small
man
chat.
Man of few words. Mm. Yeah. He just walks with the sweatpants on with no underpants on.
And he shows you his real North African jeans.
Yeah, I'm from Ethiopia. And they're already done.
You tell them you dropped the Ethiopia line, eh?
So my issue was that I had to get back into being able to speak to girls again.
Mm. It's a practice
and
thing,
I got
definitely.
There, right? Mm. But now the issue is, would it have been fine if I just went the path of, you know, getting a smartphone? Because kids have smartphones before they're even teenagers now. Mm.
And if you don't get them the smartphone, hey, brother, they'll have no bras.
So are we saying now
everyone's
that
got one.
The world and society going forward is going to lose being able to Mac, being able
socially
to Google, and is that
communicate.
Fine?
I think, you know what it is, everything is moving towards, it's the same as the discussion we're having. Everything is moving towards fakeness.
Mm. Yeah.
Where, you know, the phone gives you the power to almost be anonymous. You don't actually have to be a real person. Yeah. You can be your online persona when having those conversations. Mm. Right? I think if you manage to close the deal on here, there's going to come the time where you have to meet up in person and somebody's going to be disappointed. Either you're going to be disappointed in what you were making.
Yeah.
Or what you are making is going to be disappointed in you. And in the same way, it's like, I feel where society is heading, you know, like the medical, what is it called? Not medical aesthetics, what's it called?
Cosmetics, right?
It's creating a world where you might meet a cherry, whether you meet her in person or online, and you're like, yes, like, she's so beautiful, especially the beautiful part, right? Mm. Maybe she had the nice personality all along. But she had it because she used to be a 4. Now she's upgraded herself to an 8. You marry that one. You make children and now your children are 4s.
You see.
And you're like, how is this possible?
You see now.
That my light is.
Look, but
you
I
understand
mean,
what I'm saying?
Cosmetic.
No, people are shallow like
but this
me.
Isn't.
Now you're having 4. Your light is a 4. Sorry, guys.
No, it's true.
Because it doesn't change your genetics.
The nurse fainted.
Because our animalistic instinct is to find a partner that's going to give us children. And we want to be able to have...
Yes, and that animalistic instinct, is it not Nas, based on your attraction? When you see the person, you're like, you are like, but you're seeing a filter. You understand? You're not seeing a real person. You're seeing the filter.
Sister Zama, can you please just Google the...
Sister Bettina.
Sister Bettina. Can you please just check? There's children who've sued their parents, or the husband sued the wife.
It's in China.
In China. The husband sued the wife because the children don't look like her because she's full of plastic surgery and he didn't know about it.
You
I don't know how you're
going
to Google that long sentence, but...
Yeah, try and Google that.
China man sues wife.
Yes, yeah.
For plastic surgery. For plastic surgery fraud.
There's a thing.
Yo!
Wins $120,000.
Damn.
There
you
go.
See, she
there
was not
go.
Even a
yo,
forward.
She looked like Kanye Mbao after the surgery.
You see now, there's the trap.
There's it.
Am I right or wrong? Because now you
she does.
Listen.
I just chowed
you
and four.
You know what it makes
no,
me
no,
think
no, but
of.
Hold on. Before you carry on, what else? Look, we're now at an age where you got to that level, right? And it's obviously a...
Take off this green bean.
It's a thing of privilege. It's a thing of privilege, right? If you have the money, you can... There's so much that you have access to. And one of those things is cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
But forget that. Just normal cosmetics. Listen, my wife is a makeup artist. That woman is a miracle worker. I have seen her do things. Yo, I've seen women walk into my house and leave a different person.
They walk in as fools.
Not what?
They walk
in I've seen people walk in as frogs and leave as princesses. Like,
yeah.
Promise you, she does magic. Like, it's crazy. And I'm like, where are they going? Oh, it's her first date with this guy, and she just wanted to look extra nice. And
that's
I'm like,
a trap.
How are you? You're not allowed to do this.
So if I lie to you that I'm a millionaire and I have a company and stuff, and then the next morning you find out that I'm broke, and I find out that this is how you actually look without the makeup, you can't screw me because I lied that I don't have money. It's the same thing.
You're trapping, what's it called, under false pretenses.
Both of us. Yes. You with your makeup, with your plasticity. That's what I was attracted to.
With your plasticity.
So, plasticity.
See, that's a term we use
What
that.
Is that other? Hemoglobin. What is that other? Hetero.
The term men are. Men.
Hypergamous.
Hypergamous.
Oh, yeah.
Hypergamous.
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 Do not date or like commit to a cherry until you've seen her without makeup.
Go swimming on the first date.
Do your research. You know, a good place to do research is Facebook, because it'll have stuff from 2010. Don't check, Dixie. Don't be shy. Go check the Facebook and make sure that, you know, you're not.
That's what I used to do.
Go to Facebook, dude, and then you go back 10 years.
I'm telling
Instagram
you,
will only have
that.
The last 2 years and some highlights. Go to Facebook and see.
Yeah, it's true, they're saying, because during the SRC and stuff time, there's most too many, so now I need to surf
during
now.
The height of your
height of your sleepless
the
nights.
Height of his,
there's most too
of
many
his
now
popularity.
I need to now surf out who's allowed, who's not allowed. Facebook was the one, because if I go back to 2010, I'll see who you really are.
No wonder you lost your role, your appointment. Dude, you can't do that. No.
Ness, you want to tell us what body dysmorphia is, just so that the people understand?
Maybe we can put
from a medical perspective, because we can't just joke all day. So tell us, what's body dysmorphia, Ness?
Be serious.
Yeah, be serious for a second.
Yeah. So,
can you read that?
No, you can't see. You know, he wears your glasses.
Let's see if he can't see his glasses.
You see,
guys, he was supposed to just read it off, but pretend like he knows it off by heart.
You guys traumatized Nas with your fucking turning 4 into 6 in his chat. Nas is like sitting here and he's like,
you can't see
it. Fucking lied. Like he's in Bolivia and send WhatsApp.
No, wait, let me see, because you can't see nice.
Okay. Brendan, you tell.
No, body dysmorphia is on. It's in the cluster of obsessive compulsive disorders.
Mm.
Okay, so body dysmorphic needs to have certain. So if anyone out there knows Kanye Mbao personally or any of these celebs, who else did you say? Jay something?
No, not Jay.
No. Jay something did what I did. I don't think I have body dysmorphia.
Dr. Sohail is.
But this is
look, body dysmorphia, one of the features, okay, you'll tell us, but one of the features is there's nothing wrong, but you feel like there's something wrong.
Yes.
I was losing my hair.
Was saying about the,
there's a perceived,
the hair was going. Everyone could see online.
You're on level one on the spectrum,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I'm
okay.
on level one on the
but
spectrum.
To what Naz was saying earlier about the filter thing, you're chasing a filter that is made by an AI.
Yes.
How? You know what I mean? Yeah. This is it's impossible. You're never going to get to that standard. Just look at the apps that a lot of girls use when editing their photos on Instagram, for example. You are editing yourself to be not yourself.
Exactly.
Is that not a form of body dysmorphia? Because, as you said, maybe I can't afford the procedures, because these procedures are not cheap. But instead, I'm editing my online persona, my fake self, to be this picture. That's a lie.
So,
I think it's
spectrum,
important. I think it's important to give us the definition. So if anyone out there actually is suffering with body dysmorphia or knows someone, you can get help for it. It's part of the DSM-5 criteria, which is one of the psychiatric diagnosis manuals on how to diagnose these issues, and you can get help. So, Brendan, tell us.
I mean, the first point there, so you need to have these A, B, C, D, E. That's five, right? It starts with a preoccupation of a perceived defect or flaw. So you believe it's perceived.
Mm.
You believe that I have a physical flaw or physical defect. Mm. So you believe that my eyelids shouldn't be here, or my face, my nose is too big. Mm. And even though people might tell you, no, it's fine, you still believe. And then you're preoccupied with this.
Mm.
And then B says that you perform repetitive behaviors. So every 5 minutes looking in the mirror, my nose is really big. So repetitive checking,
that.
You know? So repetitive, you know, checking in the your bum in the mirror and believing that it's got, you know, lumps or it's too small or whatever. And then it says these preoccupations cause clinically significant distress or impairment. So when it says clinically significant distress and impairment means it even you even doing these behaviors like at work, sitting in traffic, you know, in dangerous places, when you're with your family, you're not involved in the family gathering, you out in your room, checking yourself in the mirror. And then, of course, it mustn't be from another medical condition.
Like what? For example, you psychosis or something.
Schizophrenia. Or maybe people have a brain tumor, whatever, that's compressing
that's
on
compressing
a part
of the specific
brain,
part of the brain that makes you that think makes you, you're seeing something different than what you can actually see. So that's obviously the very rare
case. One would have to obviously rule that out first.
Yeah, so you'd have to rule that out first. That's what a psychiatrist's job is, to rule out any other cause. And then if it's not that, then it has to be in the mind.
And then this one's a nice one, the last one. It doesn't, the appearance are not better counted by concerns of fat or weight, body fat.
Because so if you're fat, I mean, that's a genuine, that's a,
if you're fat,
it's a medical condition
or
itself. It's a medical condition, being obese.
Being obese is a medical condition. So, and you should be concerned if you're overweight, if you're excessively overweight and you're not taking care of your health. That is something that naturally your mind is, well, for some people they don't care. But like for most, they go, I've got a problem and I think I've.
Is what not, I don't want to say fat people ish. If you know that, is obesity a symptom of body dysmorphia in the case of those people who eat on purpose to get fatter? You know those people that are getting fat?
No, so those are is
that
disorders.
I don't think that's body dysmorphia necessarily because the dysmorphia part is pertaining, the definition is pertaining to you have an idea of your body that is not the way it's actually is. You have a perception of your body that's false. So for example, one could maybe even argue that people who are anorexic have some features of body dysmorphia because they look at themselves in the mirror and they go, I'm fat.
Yes.
I'm extremely fat. And that's why these appearance preoccupations are not better accounted by concerns with body weight or fat is specific. They may mention that specifically because it can become a part of anorexia, for example, because you look at yourself in the mirror and you think, I'm super fat, so I need to not eat for days. Or bulimia, I need to make myself purge, vomit for days. And you see it a lot. The rise of social media is definitely what's pushing body dysmorphia. Because you see people with etched abs and all of this, and you don't realize you're looking at a filtered picture.
You're looking at a fake thing.
99%. I've seen, so one of the doctors that's going to join us soon on the podcast, who's part of the Gents Clinic, Nhlanhla Vilakazi, he's also a professional bodybuilder himself. And he can even tell you, in the pictures, I look way better than when you see me in real life on that stage. Although I look good, it doesn't look like that. Yes. When you put the shadow effect and you put the extra lighting, it looks insane. It looks absolutely insane. Now, for a kid that's 13, 14, whether you're a man, woman, let's say you're a man, and you're sitting there and you're watching Nhlanhla's TikToks or his Instagrams all day, and you see these massive bulging muscles, and he's like 4% body fat, and he looks absolutely shredded to the bone. You look at this and you go, I'm weak. I'm inadequate. There are guys who are literal, like proper bodybuilders, train every day and they work out and they've got proper body dysmorphia. And that's why they'll inject themselves with Synthol, for example.
I was going to say, the Synthol guys.
The Synthol guys, they look at their arms and they go, this is not big enough.
Yes.
I have tiny arms, so I need to pump more into them, you know, to get that Popeye effect. Literally.
So anyone on that spectrum can get there at any time. They can become body dysmorphic. I mean, if you're changing your picture to post on Instagram, it can be attention seeking, you know. But it can also lead to, I mean, if you're really preoccupied that I always blur out this part of my face. Because and you're always looking at it, and then you're always in the mirror, and then you're always telling people, oh, look at my face, and you...
It's when people are telling you you're so pretty.
I have a teenager niece, right? She won't... If there's no filter, she'll cover her face in a photo. Yeah.
Mm.
Like when she takes photos with my wife or whatever, she'll be like, no, she'll cover her face or do something like weird.
Yeah,
like this.
They do. Even they my do son, that. All the people that he follows and that he interacts with, man, like if you go through their stories, he'll be like, I'll be like, oh, who's this girl? Let me see what she looks like. You know?
Yeah.
If he shows me, I swear, a common thing is they take the photos like this.
Yes.
Covering
their like, face. How do we know what this person
because
looks
genuinely
like,
yes. I think the because of social media they've over the years been conditioned to believe their face doesn't look like that
like
so
that standard
if I put a filter then people judge me for putting a filter so let me not even show my face.
Look, maybe they are genuinely fours. I mean, I don't want to jump to that.
But I mean, look, it's I think there's a bigger issue to this also that society is becoming. Maybe even 10 years to 15 years ago, not too long ago, you would want to be in a photo no matter how you looked. If someone's there with a camera, you're diving in the photo.
Yeah,
you, wanna,
bro,
you don't care how you look in it.
You had to be on the Thunder.
You had to be on the Thunder. You know?
But Thunder used to post all the photos. And a lot of the people in the Thunder shouldn't have been on the Thunder. But they were there.
When you have that Thunder there at the bottom, you were the one.
I was going to say, medically, like, because obviously, but we've seen what's happening. You know, it's almost like the Kardashians are also, like, just to add, I think they're a major influence on that thing. Because is there a point where you as a doctor have a moral obligation to say to somebody, no, we are not going to cut your eyelids off. This is ridiculous.
The thing is with cosmetic surgery, particularly plastics, I've got a good friend of mine who's just started. So he's training to become a plastic surgeon. And we're having a chat about a wide variety of things with regards to plastic surgery. One is you can either go down the reconstructive surgery route. You can work in government, fix children with burns, and reconstruct their skin, do skin grafts, cleft palate surgeries, make a difference.
Mm.
But you're not going to see that type of money that will get you a Ferrari. Now, you have the temptation of that. You can go to private, and if somebody tells you, cut my eyelids off, and you know you know how to do that, and they're willing to pay you X amount of money, which is 10 times the salary that you're getting for your entire month working in the in government,
You might
just do it. Now, for most of them, and I asked him, you know, what are the personalities of the guys that are in plastic surgery, like the your heads of department and the guys that work in private, and you're like, it's split. So some of them genuinely go in because they genuinely enjoy doing the reconstructive stuff. You know, if your nose gets cut off in an accident and you can repair this guy's nose and give him a new nose.
Mm.
That to them means like
like a self-actualization. Yeah, it's a filling.
It's meaningful. You're able to give someone their confidence back. Someone who's got their entire face burnt off, and at least they have some semblance of a face put back on.
Mm.
That for them is meaningful, you know. But then you obviously have the guys who are like, I want to make this cash. Mm. I've worked damn hard. It's very difficult to get into plastic surgery. My friend was becoming a general surgeon, and then he had the opportunity after 3 years of doing general surgery, slaving away, and then he got the opportunity to go into plastic surgery, which is what he wants to do. He's still got to do another 5 whole years before he finishes. It's a lot of sacrifice.
But the money
is insane when you get to that level. When you're an established plastic surgeon, you're making more
What's the ethics around it then? What's the ethics of?
I think the main thing is informed consent. So you have to like explain to the patient, this is the consequences of what's happening.
Mm.
We're going to do all these things and all these plastics, and you might end up looking like this. And then as long as she or he understands the risks and they want to do it, then you can.
And
do
none
it.
Of them.
Yeah,
look
but as the doctor now who's giving the informed, do you give the informed? She gives the patient gives the informed.
No.
Yeah.
You give the information.
It's they
informed,
sign the consent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm saying as that doctor, you know, when it gets to the level where the person is saying, you know, I've got currently got D cup boobs and I want them to be J cup. You know, like huge, massive, some Anna Nicole Smith type shit.
Yes.
And you know that this would be irresponsible because of how dangerous it is.
So, like, there are doctors who will just will refuse and say, I won't do it.
Mm.
But the thing is, it's patient autonomy. It's one of the things in ethics, right?
Mm.
The patient has a right to do whatever they want to their own body. Even if I tell you to cut off my penis, you should do it.
Right?
Whoa.
No, but
you
first need to. I would advise you, that's how you say, informed consent.
Yeah.
No. Don't do it.
But you first
one of the other doctors that's going to join us, he's specializing in urology. And he says when he eventually gets to private, he's almost done with specializing. He's like, I won't do vasectomies.
Because he's specializing in?
Urology.
I thought you said neurology.
No. Urology. So the penis and the bladder and whatever. And he's like, I won't do vasectomies because of how many men, after a year or two, they want kids again. They meet a new one. They divorce their old one. They want a new wife. Now the new wife wants kids.
Are gone.
And they're like, now what must happen? I want a kid.
Yeah. What happens in that case?
So some of the
same
time.
Thing, the same thing happens with the BTLs. Women always come back to say.
BTLs?
Bilateral tubal ligation.
So the sterilization.
So many people come to say, I want my tubes open again. Right?
Yeah.
So the thing is like, the doctor has the right to say, I don't want to do it, right? Mm. So let's say some people, especially it happens with TOPs, termination of pregnancies.
Mm.
Some people refuse, but then you still have to refer the patient to someone else who might want to do it, right? Mm. So like as long as a guy, like the patients have autonomy, they can decide what they want to do. And yeah.
So as a doctor, you have your own personal beliefs and your own personal autonomy as well, right? So for example, if I disagree that I believe that abortion is against my religion, for example, and I don't want to do an abortion, and a woman comes to me and says, I want one, I can say, no, sorry, I'm
you
not going to do it.
You can say, go somewhere else.
But it is my duty to then send you somewhere else and to someone. To give a counseling and say whatever, go to somebody
and
else.
Direct and you to someone, direct not you to just someone leave else. You, say
and then, for
someone.
Example, if Brendan says, I agree, it's fine, I'll do it, he needs to give her the full picture that potentially one day she could be infertile, that she could lose her womb from it.
That's informed consent.
Informed consent. Giving them the full picture so that they understand all the risks involved in the procedure, even if it's like a 0.01% risk.
Mm.
You have to let them know that this is...
No, not really.
No, you have to. I think
there's a percentage. I think it's 90. So if something is less than 5%, correct me on the percentage, but less than 5% chance of happening.
Mm.
If I forgot to tell you, then.
No, 5% is a lot. 5 out of 100 people is a lot.
Okay, I don't, but there's a percentage. Yeah, it's not zero.
Except those
it's
are COVID zero. Numbers.
Yeah.
So five. If it's less than 5 of happening.
No, of happening. So if you dislocate your shoulder and I don't take an x-ray and I just push it back in and then it breaks while I'm pushing it, or it's already broken, I've caused more damage.
True. Mm.
But if there's a less than 5% chance of me putting it back in and it's breaking.
It's definitely not 5, but we'll go with that.
Yes, we'll go with 5, yeah. Is it different in every country? Because, you know, on our example, like you said, quantity over quality.
Yeah.
I feel like those informed consent forms and the type of ethics... But I don't know what's happening in Turkey, but it seems like they just take anyone and they'll do anything.
Yes, they will take anyone and they'll do anything. It's very capital driven. They're the number one. They do the most number of hair transplants in the world at the moment. I'm sure they're almost leading with the US in nose jobs and all the other.
But how's the quality?
The quality, look, that's why I had the option of going to Turkey. And if when I got the quote before we did the collab deal and whatever with this company in Joburg, it was going to work out cheaper for me to fly to Turkey, get the procedure done, stay in a hotel and come back. I was going to pay less than going up the road here in Sandton. Mm. So I said, no, I'm going to go with these guys. And even if I had to pay more, thankfully I didn't, and it was a lot more, I'm happy that I went with these guys and slept in my own bed at night after the procedure and I was cool. A friend of mine went to Turkey, came back. You know what his head looks like? This is now a year. This is me after a year.
Mm.
My friend's head looks like, you know when you throw a lollipop on a carpet? that's I just want you to picture that lollipop on a carpet. That's what his head looks like.
Where did he go?
And he paid half of what I would have had to pay.
Yes.
Going to Turkey, full holiday, a week stay. So he had basically you have your holiday. Then at the end of the holiday, they do it. You spend like a night or two to recover. Then you come back. Now your same surgeon who did the procedure is sitting in Turkey. You can't even consult with him.
You can't
nothing.
Consult, yeah.
But for me, look, if I have a problem, I drive 10 minutes, I go and see him. I give him a call. I say, hey, I've got an issue, whatever.
Yeah.
There,
I've been, right? I went there before and I didn't go for any procedure myself. But when I was there, I noticed that because there's this quantity thing, like in the UK, they've obviously got this massive issue of their national health or whatever.
Yeah.
Things like dentistry. I think if you book an appointment with the dentist in the UK in March, you'll see the dentist in December.
Mm.
Same thing you said, to fly there, stay there for a week and get the teeth that you need. It costs next to nothing if you're going with British pounds.
Mm.
So what you have is you have this influx of, you know, British people coming there, doing their thing, as well as people from all over around the world. But because I don't think it is monitored as closely from an ethics perspective as it should be, especially with that increased volume.
Mm.
You get all these stories on TikTok and stuff of like British people are like, yo, I went there, I got my veneers, I wear it, check me out. And then it's like after 1 year, the veneers are falling out. This person's got an infection. Because obviously everything needs to be done properly. Yeah. It needs to be done to a certain
standard. Honestly, here in South Africa, we have some of the best private healthcare in the world. My uncle just recently came from the UK, needed a dental procedure. It's super expensive. Private in the UK is super expensive. And if you go through the NHS, which is their, their system, you'll wait for like six months. Here, you can pay a dentist. On Monday, go and get the procedure done.
That's like health tourism. It's a real thing.
Yeah. What's so health tourism is what Turkey does.
Okay.
Literally, they have deals. Yes. Literally, they have deals with the airlines. They have deals with the hotels. They have deal, and then obviously
It is very much like
that's
that.
That's health tourism.
They're doing like 10 a day.
Yeah.
So of guys, whatever.
You know? But ethically, the main thing is non-maleficence. Like, I should not do you harm. As long as I'm not doing you.
Non-maleficence. So there's five ethical principles that they teach us in medical school that we need to be cognizant of when making a decision.
Four.
Right? Nassim can tell us.
It's four.
Oh, it's four. Sorry.
Yeah. Beneficence, non-maleficence.
This guy. He's misleading us.
Non-maleficence.
Non-maleficence. Do
autonomy
no harm.
Is one.
Right? Autonomy
is the one you explained about the patient.
And being in control of your body.
Yeah.
Beneficence. Must so let's go from to autonomy, beneficence, non-maleficence, and justice.
What the hell is those beneficence? Four.
Beneficence is to do good.
Guys, my question is now, maybe to wrap up, is how is Kanyim Bao going to look in the next 30 years? And do you know anyone who's Googled and Googled beautifully?
Googled and Googled?
Googled is...
Googled and old,
getting
aged.
Old. Oh, similar to non-maleficent.
Is there anyone who's old? Look at Madonna, guys. Madonna looks like a...
She looks terrible.
Looks terrible. Madonna's chasing 70, right?
Mm.
She's been doing this thing.
She seems
But then the argument like becomes... The argument becomes, who looks good at 70? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they look worse, you man.
But do you think they look worse than the average 70-year-old?
They look worse.
You know what I used to say when... Like, whenever an old person would say to me, why do you have all these tattoos, right? Yeah. And then I'd be like, you know, thug life, auntie, or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. And then they'd be like, you know what it's going to look like when you're old? And I'd be like, I don't need it when I'm old. I need it now. Pool girls, operate, thug life. And by the time I'm 50, brah, I don't care about these tattoos. I don't care what's happening. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, similarly, you know, you're competing in this market of hot bays. And you've got to now go and do the procedure to level up your 4 to your 6 to your 6 to your 8.
Mm.
Do you really care what it looks like at the age of 50? Because this thing is very much like a living for now thing.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I watch Kim Kardashian closely and I'm like, how much more can she do to maintain? Because let's be honest, she's hot, you understand? Yeah. But she's getting on, bro. She's well into her 40s already and she's still able to reinvent her whole body like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? How many times can you honestly do that to your body? Because it's looking like the Synthol example. So it's like, does Kim Kardashian honestly need it at 60? Does Madonna need it at 70? She still sells out on her world tours. She looks like shit. But, you know, as we can see, years she's put in. Yeah, I mean, what the hell, bro? That's scary.
And she looked now when she was young.
And Drake kissed her. Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with that over there?
Nah, that all, but did you see his child's mother?
Yeah, so like, nah. That thing is maleficent.
And on that note, I think let's wrap. Thank you guys for another brilliant episode of Let's Talk, Man,
that's
with
MGI's
the Gents Clinic.
Wife. Aye, these guys, man.
I'm still black.
They can pull any kick, but
she's
they pull
like
his.
An omnivalent. What's
that? Okay, I'm trying to end the episode here. All right. Oh, yeah, you're done. You're
okay.
Somebody else's wife.
No.
Guys, I just want, before we end, I actually also came to offer you something, and you guys will talk about it.
Yeah.
What if we give one lucky lady a BBL. Is that ethical, Nez?
100%.
It is.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's 100%.
It's beneficent.
It's beneficent.
So what's the concept? We sponsor it.
You know what I also... Look, guys, because you're my bras, I'll tell you.
Mm.
I've accompanied a couple of people for a BBL or two. You know what I mean? Jerry comes to me and says, hey, me, I want this thing because it's going to look like this, like that. I support you. Like I say, on the spectrum, I'm cool up to here.
Yeah.
Once it starts getting into cutting eyelids off, I'm out. So up to here, cool. And I'm saying what we want to do is up to here. We're not going to send anybody anywhere.
I see.
What we are saying is you guys are probably the most informed, you know, to say if you want to do it with this guy this way.
Okay.
Because there is thousands who want one and maybe they four, Zixi. And we have the opportunity to make them a six.
Yeah, okay.
You understand?
Because you guys have converted me even now. Now I'm accepting of this thing as well. So, yeah, I support it. I think it's beneficent.
Yeah, not, not the force. Yeah. You didn't know them. So I was going to say, yeah, let's do it. We got young professionals counsel
is on us.
Can I also enter? Is it okay for me?
You want a BBL?
Prior no, take it.
Hey, mom, you
just
out.
Put it in the front, man. It's for the woman. It's
you
for
know,
the
there's
woman.
Even one in Turkey where they can make you taller.
Yes, they break your spine and elongate you. Yeah,
it's like, why? It's I wish I was taller, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So what you know that your sister Bettina?
We're giving away a BBL. Oh, we're sponsoring
we want,
the BBL.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay. Sponsor BBL.
Hey, brother Bettina, can
jeez, this is the first episode, guys. We haven't made any money yet.
I will look into it and then I'll come back and tell
you. All right. So on the next episode, like which is not going to happen because the whole Real Network is going to be broke after sponsoring a BBL. Thank you guys for joining in on our first pilot episode of Let's Talk, Man, with the Gents Clinic. My name is Dr. Cyril Essa. And I let the others sign themselves out.
Dr. I just Brendan told PH, Martin. He says he's in.
He's in for the... Yeah.
Carry on, sign out.
We were still busy signing out.
Sign out, man.
I'm Brendan. I'm out of here. You guys are too much.
Dr. Nassim Sharif.
What is the Shady Lurker? Catch me on the Shady Podcast. Don't worry, we're going to make this BBL happen. We know who you are, you four. We'll sort you out.
Thank you, guys. Sharp. It's been a
take
good
it easy. If it's easy, take it home.